Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. No Steelers this weekend. They're in first place, and they are off, which means you get to put your feet up, relax, enjoy the games, and maybe, just maybe, make some money. And that's where our guy, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, comes in. Lee is the man. If you don't want to know the future, turn your radios off, because he's going to tell us what happens in all the big games this weekend. Is it Locktober, Lee?
It is.
Yep. Yes!
Not October. Locktober. It's here. Finally.
Lee, the first game we'll touch on. Louisville, a 7-point favorite taking on Virginia. In my own personal opinion, I think the winner of this game could very well be playing in the championship game against Miami. But we'll see. Who do you like?
4-way race. Don't forget about Georgia Tech. So they get a couple tough games down the road, but Louisville comes to Miami 2 weeks from today. So if they can win this game, they're setting themselves up in a really good spot. Now, got to face Chandler Morris, 25 years old. He's got 2 doctorates. I think he's teaching 2 classes also. The kid's good. I mean, he distributes the ball to the right guy almost every single time, and they were down 2 offensive linemen, which was impressive. They were still able to run the football in Florida State and have balance there, came back. Quite a win for them. But, you know, to come back and to have that kind of win, the biggest win in 30 years for the program, tough to go on the road. Now you got to face a Louisville team. A lot of people don't realize this. Louisville defensive line, top 6 in creating havoc. So don't always get the sacks, but they do put pressure on the quarterback. Unfortunately, you guys saw it last week, and also getting back their top 2 running backs. So should be able to run the ball better. Brown is a real weapon here, and they've got some receivers that can get down the field. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Goodbye, Virginia. It's been fun. Louisville, 35-24.
The Miami Hurricanes are giving 4.5 to Florida State.
Yeah, and Florida State was set up. They were the better team. If they had just run the football and not turned the ball over so many times, they win that game last week. It is a rivalry game, but what concerns me, Virginia, as I said, was down 2 starting offensive line. They still ran for 211 yards. What might be important here is if I'm Florida State, if I win the toss, I would accept the ball. I want to put some pressure on Miami. I think they want to make them feel uncomfortable. So if they've got 8 or 10 really good plays they think could be successful, you got to use them now early in the game here and take Miami out of their game. If not, they're just going to lean on you with that offensive line and run the football like they did last year when they were laying 21 and won 36-14. So lines under a touchdown down to 4. Unless Florida State plays the game of the year and Castellanos runs for close to 100, throws for over 250, I think Miami's the right side here. Miami, 31-23.
All right, the Pitt Panthers at home, Acrisure Stadium, a 6.5-point favorite, taking on a bad BC team.
They are bad, and it's tough to back the Panthers after the letdown last week. I mean, you can't score once in the second half and at least cover, let alone hold that 10-point lead. Eagles lost at home to a travel-weary Cal team. Both teams want to pass the football, and just think that this Pitt team finally gets back on track here. Special teams. Got to play better on special teams. Also make better decisions there. So I think Pitt gets it right here, finally here. Pitt 37-24 over BC.
Texans giving 1.5 to the Ravens with Cooper Rush.
Yeah, Cooper Rush. I mean, this guy, I mean, last year he looked actually pretty good for a while, but they just don't have the weapons here. I mean, they're beating up both sides of the line. I think they got like 15, 16 guys on the injury list here. Also, Houston all of a sudden getting healthy. Christian Kirk back at receiver. Derek Stingley back, their best cover corner. And here's a great stat. Teams before the bye in the NFL, almost 59% over the last decade. So teams want to get it right. They get focused, want to go into that bye week with a win here. I'm backing the Texans here. I think they lay it on Baltimore here, 31-20.
The Lions, a massive favorite on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals, 10.5. The Bengals have been outscored 76-13 their last two games, Lee.
And I know you feel terrible for them, right? Right, guys?
Hmm. Oh, it's a great thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Does it continue?
I think it is. I mean, Cincinnati's offensive numbers are awful. The adjustment from Joe Burrow to his backup has not gone well. Turnover after turnover in the Minnesota game, punt after punt in the Denver game. I don't want to go all analytics on you, but for every formation they've used, they have serious negative EPA expected points added here. Good teams come home after losing two games on the road and get it right, but the Bengals are not a good team, and the Lions are top three, maybe top two in the NFL. They double up Cincinnati, 34-17.
All right, Lee, give us your game of the week.
Yeah. Game of the week is going to be the Chiefs and the Jags. Jags out of the gate, 3-1, running the football, playing good defense. Liam Cohen, maybe he's the guy that wins Coach of the Year. Chiefs finally got it right, too. Got their star receiver back. So should be a great game, Chiefs and Jags. First 10 callers get it for free. Call 800-400-9741, Chiefs and Jags, and we're on a roll. We won 11 straight in the NFL.
Woo!
And in college football, hit our South Carolina 40-unit max wager. Big win, blowout win over Kentucky. How about this? It's Locktober, so 4 weeks of action, normally $5.97 for your show only. Everyone else gets saved $100. I'm going to set it right now on the computer. Anyone who signs up, use coupon code SAVE200. Just $397 for 4 weeks of action. You're going to get 12 to 15 plays every single week. We have that big 45-unit max wager going again this weekend, and we're 73-29 on our 40 to 50-unit plays. So you want to hop on board, use coupon code SAVE200, ParamountSports.com.
October. Thank you, Lee. You're a generous man. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Be safe.
Thanks, you too.
Go Canes? I don't care.
Yeah.
Texter writes in about my steak, that I can rescue my steaks. Do you think I could rinse them off?
You can.
Okay.
It's a heck of a lot of wasted time and ketchup
mistake.
And mayo, though.
That's a mistake.
It's a lot of that's a lot of ketchup and mayonnaise just going
that's
down.
That's so nasty. Why would, like, what would possess you to do something?
Fooled by the internet. Jason Mackey joining us right now.
What's up, guys?
Jason, did you have a good time across the pond?
I did.
Thanks for calling
me. It was great to see you, by the way.
Jeez, yeah.
Should we go back into the text thread?
Nope.
We don't want to do that. How Crowley was going to text me when he was on his train ride home, and that was the last one we had.
Dicey train ride home.
Why? What happened?
I just inebriated.
Were you driving it?
No, I was not driving the train.
Okay, well, that's good.
No.
It was a great time, man, though. I'm sure you've talked about
it. Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, people are probably annoyed how much I talked about it. when we come back, Jason's going to tell everybody about his new role. Is he leaving town? Will we ever see Jason again? You'll find out more when we return. Talk a little Buccos, too. Is Andrew McCutchen coming back? Could the Pirates trade O'Neill Cruz? That's all on the way with Mr. Mackey. Jason is brought to you by Westminster College. Exceptional education that is genuinely affordable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jason Mackey joining us for the remainder of the show. I'd like to thank the NFL schedule makers for giving us a bye this week for a couple of different reasons. Jet lag being one of them. Drying out would be another one. But most importantly, this is a massively newsy Pirates week. And we would be breaking down Steelers and Browns, and we'd be doing a great job with that and having a blast doing it. But this gives the Pirates talk a little room to breathe. And Jason is now back on the Pirates beat.
How about that?
Did Noah just piss everyone off down there? Or no. What happened?
No, man, it's a win-win for our paper, I feel like. I mean, I'd like to think I did a pretty good job on Pirates. People trust me with stuff on the beat, and Noah, as he has announced and written and talked about, like, he is taking on a really cool role that I think is going to be great for him. I think it's a need for the paper. I think, you know, newspapers in 2025 need to do things a little bit differently. Noah's got a great brain to do that. I'm excited to see what he does creatively. And I talked about this a little bit on the show that I hosted the other night, but, like, it really was as simple as, like, I had missed baseball. Noah's looking to kind of grow his career and change things a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he texts me. He's like, why don't we just change jobs? I'm like, yeah, right, dude. Yeah, like, that's going to work. You know, I shot it down. And, like, we started thinking about it more, and we're like, yeah, this works. Like, as long as we get our people to trust us, which they did, and thank you very much. But, like, it puts Noah in a great position. It puts me in a great position, so... Yeah, I mean, nobody got in trouble. Nobody got demoted. It's just a way to kind of cut things up differently.
You're not
pumped about it.
You're not trying to create more distance between you and Dulac?
No. You like traveling a lot like that?
I do. That's the thing, man. Like, I'm wired differently. And I don't say that, like, in a complimentary way. It's just, like, I'm kind of an odd dude, and I miss that. I miss the grind. I didn't feel like I was doing my best work as a columnist. Like, I think some people do that really well. I don't think I sucked at it, but, like, I think I'm a better beat writer than I am columnist, and I like traveling. I like the grind. I like seeing the country. I like, you know, being entrenched with the baseball team, and, like, I miss the sport, man. It's always been my first love, and other than my wife and kids, of course, but even she would joke that I've been obsessed with it for a long time. So I missed it. I'm thrilled to go back. I'm thrilled to travel more. I'm thrilled to be around the team. I think it's a fascinating juncture with the team right now. We can talk about all that stuff, but I don't know. Some people might think I'm sick in the head for wanting to be around it, and I don't care. I love it. I'm pumped.
Yeah, that's always come through in your work, too. Not to say that it didn't as a columnist, but I know your passion for the game of baseball. And I also think Noah's going to crush his role.
I do, too.
I thought he was working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. I thought he was getting out of the game. He's going to be the sports enterprise reporter. I got confused there.
So Noah will not be renting you a car.
I'm just happy he's still in the field. I didn't know what was happening there. Jason brought to you by Westminster College, where every student accepted for fall 2026 is guaranteed a scholarship. Jason, Oscar Marine is gone.
Yep.
The players hated him?
I wouldn't say hated him. I mean, I think that's too strong.
Yeah.
It is not the predominant reason, I would say, but it's not unattached to it. Like, here's how I would explain that. In every season, in every sport, really, you do exit meetings and you get feedback and whatnot. And I think the collective idea was that there's another level for the Pirates pitching staff to reach, that there's some untapped potential, that, like, yes, they were very good. They were very good because they have some very good pitchers on that staff. Were they getting the most out of those pitchers? And I don't think they thought they were. And I don't think some of those individual pitchers thought that they were getting better or reaching their full potential. Oscar Marine's contract was up, and I think it was sort of a way to up that a little bit. And, I mean, let's be honest. Let's look at the Pirates for what they were last season. Like, They're not an elite hitting team. They're not a good hitting team right now, but they can be an elite pitching team. And you're going to have an identity here, just like 13, 14, 15. They rode that to success. I mean, this group has to ride the pitching staff to elite performance. And so, I mean, I think it's a very important hire. I think it's a very important hire for the young pitchers that they're still going to bring up here. And so, yeah, player input and what players are saying about the guy, you would be foolish not to pay attention to that.
Is that job the sexiest job in baseball?
Oh, man. Ooh, that's an interesting one, Dorn. I mean, it might be. I mean, maybe, you know, it's tough to say across baseball, but it's certainly an attractive position, right? I also think it's a demanding position. Like, I don't think it's just a roll the ball out there and let these guys go. Like, clearly, this group has to be good, like I'm saying. Obviously, you have a lot of talent. You have guys that are going to want a lot. You know, guys like Paul Skeens, Bubba Chandler, Jared Jones, like, they want to be better. They want to be great. They want to be elite. And they want challenge. They don't want just told, hey, you're great. Go. Good. Good job. You know? So it's a great job. It's going to attract a lot of candidates. The Pirates are going to have to be very discerning with who they hire. But it's not, you know, it's not a cake job either.
Do you think that's a Don Kelly decision or a Ben Cherington decision?
What's that?
The pitching coach.
I mean, I don't think it's an either or. A lot of these things, like, you know, Donnie's going to have a lot of input on his coaching staff. He already has. And I think whoever they bring in, it's going to be collaborative with the two of them. I do think a lot of what you saw this week is Donnie Kelly formulating his staff the way he wants to and saying, look, this worked. This didn't work. I think we can go another direction here. I think we can get stronger there. Like, the hitting staff is the perfect example of that. Like, I know that there's frustration over, you know, the pitching was good. You got rid of the pitching guy. The hitting coach is still there. They stunk at hitting. What are they doing? Like, they're still evaluating that stuff. And as we sit here right now, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Haig is in a different role if they try to cut that up a little bit differently. I think they need to. So anyway, Don Kelly's going to have a lot of input, but it's always going to be collaborative with the GM too. And it's a healthy discussion too, back and forth.
If they miss the playoffs, Charrington's out.
You'd have to think so.
You'd have to think.
I mean, they weren't.
Full stop.
Full stop, period, full stop.
I mean what he said whenever they interviewed him the other day is saying that we have to get unproven hitters. Like, to me, that just screams like it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that has to be one aspect of what they do, Dorn.
Yes, there, like, needs to be. Sorry to cut you off, Jason. No. I think there does need to be a certain level of let's gamble on guys because of the budget, whether that's self-imposed or baseball economics or some combination of the two. But I don't think it would also hurt to go out and, hey, here's $20 million on one guy that we know is going to have an 800 OPS.
Right.
Like, I think you need to do that.
It's got to be a mix.
Yeah.
It's got to be a mix. And if you're the Pirates, you have to, like, Spencer Horwitz is a good comp for this. Not necessarily for the results, but the type of contract. Like, you have to get somebody who's early on in their career. You have to identify the right player. You have to be able to keep him around for multiple years. And you have to, frankly, you know, use your money economically, get a discount, however you want to say it. Like, the players at the early end of their earnings stages are going to make less money. And so you have to take a chance on that guy, project him out, coach him, develop him, and then get him, you know, i.e. what they did with Brian Reynolds, like the good version of that. So, like, yeah, they have to make that move or several of those moves this offseason. And I agree with you, Adam and Doran, and everybody else that thinks, hey, you need to go out and get a proven commodity, a bat people know about, maybe multiple bats, because this offense needs help right now. You can't sit here and wait. You can't afford to get a guy who's not going to pop until 2027. Like, they need help right now. They have the money to do it. They're saying playoffs in 2026. There's no excuse for not making that move and being aggressive, doing things differently, as they said on Monday, doing things differently this offseason.
Who might they be willing to trade? Who should they be willing to trade? Would they be willing to trade prospects? We'll get into all of that with Jason when we come back. I also want to get his thoughts on the Steelers in the AFC North. You can chime in via the text line, 412-928-9370. Segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Mackey, still here at 93.7 The Fan, for those of you who are wondering. That's not going to change, nor should it change. Jason on the Pirates beat now. He flip-flopped with Noah Hyles, and now Noah Hyles is a young, enterprising gentleman for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We love both of these dudes. Not enough to see Jason in Ireland. I would have probably made it a point to see Noah, however, Jason. I hate to say that.
Probably would. Noah would have been more social and more...
Well,
excitable
so,
than me.
So
that's
real,
okay.
Real quick, the issue is I need people to come to me. Hey, I'm not a wanderer. I just wait. I wait for people to come to me.
I mean, that's not the issue. You're full of crap.
Jason, did you hear what Adam did, what gifts he got us?
No, I didn't.
He forgot 2 days in a row to bring them in for us, but he was going to gift us glasses with Guinness labels on them that he had previously drank out of and kept from the bar.
That he traveled home with?
But he didn't
so
even
he brought you freebies?
No, he's had these glasses in his basement, and he was going to...
No, and he was going to pass them off as Ireland gifts?
Yes.
You're a re-gifter.
Ridiculous.
I'm still giving them to the guys. If you don't want pint glasses, you don't have to have pint glasses.
So what? I can just go down to my basement and find something I'm not using and bring in here to give to you?
Right. It's the thought that counts.
No, he didn't even give it to us. He forgot to give us the reused gift.
Adam.
Well, that's the rub, yeah.
And he's by the way, you're saying the issue is coming to you?
Yes.
I did come to you. I texted you and say, "What are you doing? Let's meet up. Let's get together." And you're like, "Okay."
But I wasn't going to meet up. You were just going
to I would have met you. I would have happily gone wherever you are. All you had to do was text me when you're on the train ride back, which you said you were going to do. You volunteered.
Yeah.
And then you never did.
Didn't he not invite you to Archie's?
Okay.
That's right.
That's right. Why can you just not be a good person in silence? Like, why do you have to make all these promises that you're not going to keep? Like, Dorn and I said this. Dorn and I are gifters. We're not thoughtful people necessarily, not all the time. So we don't promise things that we're not going to do. Crowley promises a bunch of things and then just doesn't do them.
I mean, I'm just saying, Adam, you don't need to get me anything, but you spend every day with these guys. Like, you couldn't
you
get
could
them
have brought back something.
A Guinness glass from Ireland. I mean, I saw it. There was plenty of things
we only
you could
do.
Buy.
We only do a carry-on and one suitcase. We don't check bags, so there wouldn't have been any room.
Wait, were the glasses just in your basement? Because I thought you said you brought them from Ireland. Are you saying you just had Guinness glasses in your basement?
Yes.
Oh, that's even worse.
He bought them online.
That's even worse.
And
you're
from
a
the
terrible
Goodwill.
Person.
He got one from the Goodwill.
I thought you brought them from Ireland.
No.
He brought them from his basement, Callis.
His basement, yeah. He bought them at the store.
You're terrible.
And he's just going to give them to us.
You think the Pirates trade Mitch Keller this week, this offseason, Jason?
Not this week. If I have to make a prediction here, I'd say that's probably more likely than not. I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I'm not saying that they're, you know... eager to do it or shopping him or whatever. But when you look at how they're conducting business, how they need to conduct business, what they need to get, he's an asset. It would make a lot of sense. Maybe that changes if the interest isn't there, if you know they're not going to trade him just to do it. But I mean, I think a lot of Mitch Keller, I think the rest of Major League Baseball thinks a lot of Mitch Keller. And if you're going to bring in a hitter, you're going to have to give up something to get it. So I think that makes sense. Yeah.
You think they could get something legit? Like
yeah, I do.
Legit hitter?
I do.
Why didn't they have the deadline?
Maybe teams are, you know, he doesn't make an insignificant amount of money. Maybe it's easier to orient your teams knowing what that dollar figure is going to be in the offseason. I mean, this is similar, in my mind anyway, to like Kyle Dubas and Brian Rust and Ricard Raquel, right? Like you have an asset. You have a card to play. Don't let that guy go for anything. And the 25 season for the Pirates was clearly lost at the trade deadline. If you hang on to him in the offseason because you're not happy with the offers, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And if you hang on to him through the offseason and keep him on your team because you're not happy with the offers, I'm also good with that. And maybe that comes to fruition. But, I mean, if I look at Major League Baseball, if I look at what an attractive commodity starting pitching is and as steady as Mitch has been, Yeah, it probably aligns. You need to shift some pitching to the offense.
I am dubious about what they can get for him in a deal because of the way he's faded in the last three second halves. Even this year, 565.
Fair. Yeah.
After the All-Star break. And I don't think they've put a finger on it. I don't think he has, clearly, or else it wouldn't have happened. And now that's what he's been in the second half. I mean, that's who he is as a pitcher right now. An All-Star in the first half and a below service level pitcher in the second half, which is really hard to believe. How about O'Neill Cruz?
Oh, I don't think they move on from O'Neill Cruz. I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense to ride it out with him. I know it's painful. I know people watch him and get frustrated. It's very easy to do that. But no, I mean, to me, the play with the Pirates is to get through to O'Neill Cruz, to help him take that next step. I was on with the guys yesterday talking a little bit about this, and I can expound here. Like, O'Neill Cruz, to me, showed the most development personally, professionally, all this stuff, when Carlos Santana was on the team. It's somebody he really looked up to. I would be looking, and not just exclusively this, it's not like they need to go out and sign O'Neill Cruz's babysitter, but somebody that looks after him, relates to him, shows him what's on the other side of work and concentration and all this stuff, and helps him take that final step. I think that's a very important piece for what they do. I mean, I think O'Neill Cruz is a really good kid. Obviously, he's talented. I think he does mean well. I think there's some maturity stuff that needs to get worked out, and I think you put the right veteran player around him, and I think he's going to respond to it. So, no, I don't think they cut bait. I don't think it makes any sense. I would worry about getting burned. I do think there's a lot in there that plays and can help the Pirates. So, no, they run it back with Cruz.
Who's going to play? We had a list.
Third stop.
Yeah, Doran said the other day that the Pirates are just going to have Triola play third stop.
They're gonna, 5-6 all.
Yeah, they're gonna. That way, you pay eight players instead of nine in the field.
I mean, can I jump in there?
Sure.
I mean, I think that's a pretty easy. I think the Jared Triolo situation in the left side of the infield, it should be pretty simple, in my opinion. You have the money. We're talking about signing somebody with years on contract. You have the money to pay this person a good amount. You're gonna have to overpay to get him to come here. They know that. Sign a third baseman who can produce offensively. No questions asked. Middle of your lineup and pay the guy to do that.
Eugenio Suarez.
That would be fantastic if you can pry him away.
Even if you spent the majority of your offseason budget on one guy, if that's the guy, sign me up.
I mean, yeah. And then let's say what Charrington was saying about we have to be able to project performance and that stuff. And that is true. You do that in the outfield. You do that in the right way. That guy hits. Like, all of a sudden, you've got a really good hitting third baseman, you've got a productive outfielder, you improve internally, and then if Jared Triolo starts out as your shortstop because Connor Griffin is not quite ready, I can live with that. When Connor Griffin's ready, he comes up, he takes over that spot, Jared Triolo becomes your 26th man and a plus defender at multiple positions. I'm totally fine with that scenario.
I can live with that, too. When do you think is a realistic landing time for Connor Griffin in Pittsburgh?
I mean, I would be surprised if it's at the beginning of the year. I mean, the guy hasn't touched AAA ball yet. Like, you know, maybe. I mean, my pie in the sky is that they approach him with an extension, and that would be part of it. Like, that's how you get some of these deals done. Jackson Churio is a great comp. You say, hey, sign this. You're on our opening day roster in 2026. You're starting at shortstop. So, I mean, there's the outside possibility of that happening. I don't think it's likely, but, you know, more likely arrival May, June, something like that. A little bit of runway in AAA. I have all the confidence in the world that the kid will crush that level. He's done it so far at every one, but I find it a little hard to believe it'll be start of 2026.
Yeah, I think if he is up for any considerable amount of time next year, even if it's a couple of months in, people are going to go, oh my God, what's he doing down there? That is still flying through the system.
Oh my gosh.
It is flying. I mean, how many at-bats did Andrew McCutchen have in AAA?
Right.
I mean, a bajillion. All right, one more segment to go with Jason Mackey. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pirates and Steelers will squeeze it all in. All right, gentlemen. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I hope people are watching on YouTube. I was pulling your leg before. You think old Crowley's not thinking about his friends? You think old Crowley's really going to go to Ireland and not bring you guys something back? I got you a gift.
Yeah, right.
I did.
What?
Something in there for both you and Harry Callis.
You're trying to tell me that this whole time that you Adam Crowley held out this whole entire time and had a gift.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You clowned yourself. I mean,
I can take the abuse to eventually have this kind of payoff. Open this. A very generous gift from me. In fact, if I may say so myself.
Why is it? I took it out of Mackey's 100.7 on it.
What are you talking about?
It also has dust on it.
There's no
I'm just kidding.
That's from Ireland. That's from Galway, walking around on the mean streets.
I'm going to hold this up.
Please.
All right. Well, these are very nice. I'm going to hold this up. I'm going to put it in the camera right here. You see?
What does it say?
Do you see what that says, Mackie?
You're such an idiot.
Do you see what that says, Cal?
Foster Plaza. It's the name of our business park, yeah.
Yep.
Made in Ireland, couple of thermals.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Foster Plaza, name of one of the most popular pubs in Ireland. You can look that up, Harry.
I'm not going to look it up.
So wait, you did you steal this from somebody and give it to us as a gift?
I went for a stroll during the last break, and it was sitting outside of Craig's office. I don't know whose that is.
I hope Doran beats
you. You don't know whose this is? You just stole this outside of Craig's office? You don't know who's...
You know, you tease me a bunch. What kind of guy is just like, oh, yeah, no, I got you a gift. You just took... Because it's a funny bit in theory, but you took it and you don't know whose it is.
You asked Craig to be like, hey, can I take this as a gift to give to Doran and Cows? That's what you did.
I don't know if Craig's down there.
He is.
Did you know what was in it when you took it?
No. Took a swing.
Where did you get this?
I stole it from Craig.
Whose is this?
Or like a Lista or someone. I don't know.
What's the other one say, Doran?
I'm sorry. The same thing.
Oh, same thing. All right.
I'll bring you your pint glasses on Monday.
Can you believe this guy?
You're welcome.
He had me for a second. He busted out the box, and I'm like, all right, man, that was pretty good. That was a good bit.
That'll keep your beverages cool if they go in cool, and it'll keep them hot if they go in hot. Thermal.
I'm so glad it's the weekend.
Can you confirm that they're thermal? Did you even look?
Is
he serious?
It could just be a bottle.
I don't know how you guys do this.
You can't get that anywhere.
Yeah, you can. You can get it down the hall. You can get it at Foster Plaza,
Everybody's
apparently.
Gonna think I stole it. Just setting me up.
I mean, you do have it. It is in your possession.
What? Stop talking. What do you mean it's in your what? Stop talking.
It's in his possession.
Are you kidding me?
9/10 of the law. You are welcome. There should be a receipt in there.
I can't believe you didn't get these guys anything from
I did.
Adam? No, you didn't.
Pint glass.
You got something from your basement that you handed them. I have a lot of things in my basement that I can bring in and give to you guys. I'm not sure that represents me going to Ireland.
This is unbelievable. I can't.
You might be the worst human being in the history of mankind.
I got one pint glass from Ireland. It's a little itty-bitty one from this pub that was built in 1626. And I asked the nice lad behind the counter if he sold him, and he said no, and he gave it to me for free. You can have that.
I don't want anything from you. I want nothing.
Jason, do the Steelers win the AFC North?
As of now, it looks that way.
Oh,
I don't know.
You couched it.
I have to couch it. It's four games in the NFL season.
See, this is why you're not writing columns.
What is Fine.
Wow.
Jeez.
He's latching out now.
Who else can I take?
That's right.
Who's coming with me?
What does couched mean, by the way? Is that something that the West Virginia people used to do?
No. What he means, Callis, is like I saved my behind by saying that, you know,
it's a heavy
as
play.
Of now.
Oh, instead of falling on your ass on the ground, you fall on your ass on
That's
the
right.
couch.
Okay. Something like that. Gotcha. I mean, what I'm saying is it's four games. They're 3-1. They're in great shape. The Ravens are dinged up. Do I think the Ravens are going to be a terrible team or look like this the rest of the season? No.
You did the same thing I did, by the way. I said if the Steelers start 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, they're winning the division. I did the exact same thing.
I don't even know if I would believe it at that point. Adam.
Really?
5-1, I don't know.
Where's doing? He's walking out!
Can you feel the disappointment?
I gave him a generous gift of mug. And he's going to walk out of here upset with me.
You quote-unquote gifted somebody stolen property that you didn't even know the contents of it when you picked it up. It was just a box.
Why don't you just walk out too, Harry? No, don't act. Someone's going to have to. All right, Jason, you here, you read the weather.
Okay.
Because I've run
the, go produce the
I've
show?
Run the board before. I'll go over there. I'll get this thing.
They just
thing
walked
to break.
Out on you.
They did.
I don't know why I haven't.
They did. Well, don't you do it.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of ungrateful and insensitive show host, 78, and a low of 53 with clear skies. Tomorrow, a high of Crowley about to get beaten over the head with a mug, actually 80 degrees and a low of 53 with clear skies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.